what is going to increase your flexibility as you grow older or maintain the flexibility that you already have. Flexibility is suppleness around the joints and is going to be one of the most important things you need as you start to get into later life to improve your mobility, your overall exercise, and maintaining a healthy posture. Today, I'm going to share with you the top three things to increase your flexibility and longevity of life long term. Episode 46 of the West Chiropractic Podcast. The top three things you need to do to be able to increase your flexibility in just 3 weeks. These tips are so simple, you can start them right now whilst watching the video. So get yourself nice and limber. We're going to start increasing your flexibility today to allow you to get more mobile, more active, and it's going to help with your day-to-day tasks. I'm Dr. Jeremy Andrews, Doctor of Chiropractic here at West Chiropractic in Surrey. We help our clients get more flexible every single day by doing hands-on work with them, but we also give them prescriptive rehab exercises in order for them to increase their flexibility at home. So why is flexibility important? Well, flexibility helps keep our muscles nice and loose. It helps our joints stay supple and prevents further issues down the line like arthritis or chronic tightness or any sort of back and neck issues down the line. The more we can stay flexible, the more supple we are, the more we can do things later on in life. Well into our 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Keep playing golf, keep playing tennis, keep walking the dog around Virginia Water Lake and doing all the things that you want to do long term. So how do we do it? Three very simple steps you can start today in order to increase that flexibility. We're going to start with some lower limb exercises and I'm going to show you those right now. So starting on your back like this, you can use a rubber band like this, or if you have a towel, you can also use a towel. So what we're going to do is we're going to help to stretch the hamstring and the calf. So what this does is it allows you to walk much more comfortably, take pressure off the base of your spine, and give that spring in your step when you're walking up hills or walking up steps. So I'm going to start with the right leg here. So all you want to do is just loop the band around the leg. Now you see my leg is quite bent. That's absolutely fine. If you can't extend the leg like this, then that's fine as well. You should be able to get it around about this area, but if you need a gentle bend in the knee, then start with a gentle bend in the knee. And all we're going to try and do is with our hands here, we're going to try and lift that leg up to here. Now you should start to feel the stretch down the base of the hamstring in the back of the leg, just above the knee. And you should, if you point your toe out like that, you should feel more stretch in the hamstring. If you pull the toe towards you like this, you should be able to get more of a stretch in the calf. Now the calves are really important because they're going to give us that spring in the step. They help reduce fluid and swelling in the legs as well. You know, if you've been on those long aeroplane rides, you get sort of pooling of swelling in your feet. That's because our calves haven't been working to push all the fluid and the blood back around to our body. So if you can pull it up even harder and even higher, great. But just gentle stretching. I would stay around this area here, sort of around sort of 50, 60 degrees, slight knee bend. If you do want to lock the knee out, that's fine. Just make sure there's a bit of flexion in the foot as well. 30 seconds is fine. And then repeat on the other side. So just like this. And again, keep that uninvolved leg flat. You're going to get more of a stretch through the leg. And remember to start on the bottom and then gradually pull up, gradually pull up, gradually pull up here. You're going to feel that stretch. Remember to point the toe, flex the toes. Again, it's going to change the stretch through the muscles like this. So again, from there, just pulling up. Starting down here and then coming all the way back up. The second thing that I love doing is trying to touch my toes. So a very, very simple movement, but it's going to increase that flexibility down through the base of the spine, in the lower back, and obviously through the hamstrings as well. Now, there is a very simple way to start doing this, and it's not just by stretching your hamstrings. So let me talk you through this and how effective this can be for you. Okay, so you're going to start with your hips shoulder width apart, and very simply, just bending from the hips and then coming down like that, and then coming straight back up like this. So it's more of a Romanian deadlift, okay, without using any weight. Those of you who watch my videos, I'm not a massive fan of a deadlift with weight, but I am without weight, just with using body weight like this. Now, let me show you from the side. So look at this here. Just using my bum, pushing my bum back like this, and I'm feeling the tension through my hamstrings here. I'm tensing up my hamstrings, and I'm pushing through my glutes there. I'm literally using my glutes. I'm not using anything in my lower back. Just keeping it nice and gentle, and it's all coming from my hamstrings and my glutes. So from here, keeping that back nice and flat. Mistakes would be this. and coming up like that. That's not good. You've got to keep this back nice and flat. So push bum, push bum, push bum. Head neutral, not like this or like this. Keep it neutral, chin tucked in. Literally trying to pull through like this. Now, you're going to feel that tension in your hamstrings. So a lot of people will say, well, I'm contracting my hamstrings. Why are we doing that? Well, with contracting, it's going to give you more flexibility and room to breathe through those hammies. It's going to be a bit stiff for a couple of days, but once that's settled down, the muscles have adapted, you're going to find that you can stretch them longer as well. So when you get better, you can then start coming down a little bit further. And with that, you may need to bend the knees a little bit more as well, and then pushing back up through here. So rather than doing your standard, okay, I'm just going to bend and touch my toes like this. Okay, fine. Not a lot of people can do that. But over a period of time, once you start to train that lower back, train the mobility in the hips, help with that glute flexion as well, it's going to really help to take pressure off the base of the spine to allow you to stretch further. But just so there, that's literally where, if I was going to go any further, I'd have to bend my knees. I don't want to do that. That is about the max I can do with my hamstrings being completely tight, my glutes being engaged, and I'm going to try and pull through there. Driving with my hips, nothing with my lower back. I'll be repeating that 8 to 10 times, 3 sets through. If you do have a bar at home, something light, 5 to 10 kilos, then that's also a good thing to use. But any more than that, I really wouldn't do it. It's more of an activation movement. It's trying to give room for your lower back to breathe. It's also giving you space for your knees to move, your hips to move, so you can then get lower when you're doing more of your stretching. It's going to help to improve your flexibility a lot. Let's talk about some upper back flexibility. So this is the best exercise I do to open up my chest. All too often, we are hunched over desks, we use phones, we use iPads, and this can put a lot of pressure onto our vital organs. If you think what is in here, we've got a heart, we've got our lungs, and all the time we're round-shouldered like this, using phones, computers, it's going to put more pressure on the space that you have in there. So if we can open everything up, it's going to help to take pressure off those areas. Surely it's going to give more room for your heart, for your lungs to move, get more air into your chest capacity. That's only a good thing. All right, so let me show you this one. So you can use a band like this. You can get these on Amazon for pretty cheap, sort of 5-10 pounds. If you don't have a band, then use a towel, and I'll show you how to use a towel as well. So all you would do is you want to take some tension onto the band, pull it to here, so your elbows are extended, feet shoulder width apart, tummy tucked in, making sure your glutes are squeezed. I'm just going to try and roll my arms over to about here. When I start to feel the stretch, so this is great because that's feeling open up my chest, my rib cage is engaged, I'm trying to contract my core through here, and I'm also trying to keep everything as far back as I can. So that's the stretch there. Now you can go further, but that's perfect. Coming back through like this, come down to the front, reset. So keeping this tummy nice and tight, trying to pull my ribs down, chin tucked back like this, I'm not doing this. Rotating the shoulders back, so not like this. You want to set the shoulders, pull down, arms come out, extend, and then come all the way back like this to there, and then come all the way through. You can repeat that 10 times, 3 times through. Now, if it gets easy, you're going to have to try and grab a little bit less. So then we go to here. You see my arms don't go as far. The closer your arms get to your ears, so if I was to go literally like that, that's going to be a lot more difficult for me to get it all the way over. So the less wide they are, the more hard it's going to be. So to there, and then come back through. Good, like that. All right, repeat 10 times through. Let me show you with a towel as well. Okay, so you can roll the towel up, just like this. And again, you go all the way back like that. And then coming through. It's a good stretch. So there we have it. My top 3 tips to improve your flexibility, which you can start doing now. You don't need any equipment. All you need is a towel at home to improve your lower limb flexibility through your hamstrings and your lower back, plus improving your positioning, your posture, opening up your chest capacity so you can stand taller and walk taller and help with exercising, walking, and your general mobility. If you like the video, please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel as well for regular updates. We post 2 videos every single week. And also, we've got a copy of my best-selling book here, The Secret Cure to Back Pain, How to Avoid a Lifetime of Painkillers and Surgery. And you can grab that on the Amazon link below. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.